What's going on, fellas?
Aw, oh, jeez, man, nothing, man. We're just hanging out and stuff.
You wanna get hurt?
Don't be scared, homie.
Stop it, motherfucker! Stop it!
Happy end Nick!
Nick's antics inside the octagon fuck with a lot of people's heads.
And Bobby's like, what the fuck is he talking about?
What does that even mean? Yeah, exactly.
And then the entire time the fight is going on, like, what, bitch? What you gonna do, bitch? What you gonna do, bitch? And then you hit him. Oh, bitch, I just stunned you, bitch.
Now I am the
Kanga,
the destroyer of worlds.
You're already dead!
But you'll never surrender, whatever the cost may be.
Yeah, that's the middle of the fucking town.
I'm not Nick Diaz. I'm the Nick Diaz of Knots.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the Week of Weeks here on the Anchor social media platform. At the very least, for this podcast, it is the Week of Weeks. The culmination of it all. Once again this week, we will not only reach a milestone for this podcast, but I think for the rest of this platform, potentially, we will reach our 1,000th listener of the Nick Diaz of Knots intro that you just heard off the top. But I will also be shouting out every single one of those listeners later this week. So you want to stay tuned for that. If you don't already have the Anchor app, download the Anchor app right now and tune in via that app. That is how you get the full functionality of this podcast. Woo! It feels good to be back in the apartment doing the podcast. For those that didn't hear the last episode I did, I think on Friday, episode 103, because this is episode, I guess it would have been episode 102, because 103 was the Music to Game 2 over the weekend, so 102 was on Friday, I think, and for those that didn't hear, I produced the episode while standing in a kitchen for about an hour while two puppies slept at my feet. One of them was actually on my foot for at least 45 minutes, and I didn't want to wake the puppy up, so I just decided to stand and podcast, and I had been experiencing internet issues at my apartment, so I was happy that I had Wi-Fi at this house to do a podcast. So I'm always trying to push the envelope with this podcast, doing this podcast in many different ways, and truthfully, I've never done it with a puppy sleeping on my foot, let alone two puppies sleeping at my feet, so it was very unique in that way. For those that might not already know this, I feel I have a very special connection with animals. I'm sure a lot of people feel that way, but I really truly feel that, and more with dogs than any other animal. And I would say, if I was asked, which I understand I wasn't, I'm just talking here, that it is because I not only truly give them my time of day, but I also truly try to get into their world. Often I find myself getting down onto all fours and putting my nose to theirs and like trying to see from their perspective. And I've found that dogs really respond to this. I'm gonna go a little deep here about man's best friend for a second, so stay with me. But the new term for dog owners is dog parent. And for many reasons, I think, but for our purposes, I would say it is because these are new living members of your family who have just been brought into the world and literally couldn't even tell you what breed of dog they are, or even if they are a dog, or what they are, or what life is, just like a newborn baby. Obviously, they're a baby. What I have found is that many dogs, given the freedom, will try to mimic their human owners, my dog included, and I think it's more to try to be included as part of the family, and also to try to identify for the dog's self what life is. Like, what am I? These people are standing up, you know, by the counter. I should stand up by the counter. Am I not them? Am I not part of the family? basically what I'm trying to examine and explain here is that dogs are quote-unquote forever babies. And just like babies, they need to be loved and not just pat on the head love. I mean, like, you are me, I am you love. The type of love a wolf would have for another wolf in his pack. That is what dogs crave. To be a part of the pack, instead of just being treated like the Omega Wolf by their slave owners. I know most dog owners out there, even if they aren't getting down on all fours, aren't bad dog owners. All I'm trying to say is that if you plan on spending an extended period of your life with another living being, human or not, you owe it to this living thing to try to understand their experience, especially if you are fully formed, thinking and feeling human being. We have these brains for a reason, people. Thinking is my greatest pastime of all. So we're gonna get into the podcast in just a second here. I was meaning to go over these quote-unquote rules last week for and not really rules, but to help anybody that's not familiar with the podcast, here are five things to know. If you have never listened to the Nick Diaz of Knots podcast before and you have no idea what the Anchor.fm app is, then you need to listen up, because there are definitely some things that you're not going to understand with any podcast that I do or many other people do out there. So here are just a couple of things to understand when listening to my podcast or anybody else who does a podcast through the Anchor.fm app. First and foremost, the full experience is only on the Anchor.fm app. You can definitely listen to the podcast online via your browser, or you can download the podcast via a slew of different platforms, from the Apple podcasting app to many other places online. However, the Anchor.fm app is the only place where you will get the full experience. And what do I mean by the full experience? I mean you will get to hear full-length songs that we get to stream through this app. It gives you the ability to comment on any segment that your favorite personality has done or the person that you're listening to has done, and gives you the ability, just like a radio station, to call into that station to leave them basically a voicemail that they can then play on the air. And most importantly, you can start a podcast today, just like this one, with the touch of two buttons with this app, and get it on Apple Podcasting and everywhere else instantly. Unlike other podcasts you might listen to, like the Joe Rogan Experience or any long-form podcasts, Anchor restricts segments to 5 minutes each, which is why you heard me run out of time and kind of speed everything up in the last segment. This only affects you when you are doing solo podcasts like I am right now. If you are doing multi-calls with guests or something like that, it gives you an unlimited time limit. So you can just go forever if you'd like. You can do the full 3-hour Joe Rogan podcast, but you just need to be having a conversation with somebody else in the world, using the functionality of the Anchor app. That is, again, revolutionary. If you ever find yourself bored during the Nick Diaz of Knots podcast or uninterested in the current topic, just hit fast forward or skip forward if you're on the Anchor app, because there is about an hour's worth of content in every podcast. So I touch on many different subjects, not just MMA, not just gaming, not just whatever I talk about off the top. And today is going to be no different. I have a ton of stuff I need to talk about. This weekend was filled with documentary watching and video game playing and, of course, UFC watching. And I got to get to all of it. If not today, then tomorrow as well. I will be having the Weekend Watcher come back on the show tomorrow, hopefully tomorrow, to talk recap of the UFC 220 that happened in Boston over the weekend. And I will be talking a little bit about that later today, but I'm going to be saving most of it for the Weekend Watcher, Reggie, your Weekend Watcher, tomorrow on the Nick Diaz of Knots podcast. But That is enough talking for me right now. I need to listen to some music. I need to get pumped up for this podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for tuning in, for giving this podcast a chance if you've never given it a chance before. Welcome to the Nick Diaz of Knox podcast. On with the show. What better song to get me hyped than a song from another anchor station listener, Nick Diaz of Knox fan, I think, I hope, and former guest of the podcast, Turbo, with his song, I'm a Bandit. Go check out his Instagram right now. He is going to be releasing some amazing music very, very soon, and he's just getting some amazing music on iTunes right now, so you can go check him out. Check out this next song, I'm a Bandit, download it, and go check out some of his other songs like Towards the Light, or go check out his SoundCloud as well. Woo! Shout out to Turbo. Yo, Turbo, I also want to use one of your songs. It might be I'm a Bandit, it might be something else. Give me a hype song. I'm trying to make a racing video, and I need some hype music, so let me know, brother. All right, let's get to the first song of the day by Turbo. This is I'm a Bandit. I'll be back for more Nick Diaz of Knox podcast after this. It's Doc Talk. It's Doc Talk. Today, I am going to be talking about just a few, I think about two or three, maybe four, of the documentaries that I watched over the past week that I think are extraordinarily powerful pieces of media that curious minds and truly awake and aware human beings should definitely check out. I'll do a segment on each of them, hopefully not a full 5 minutes on each, but we'll see. Then I will put the link to each of the documentaries, the full documentary, in the title for you to go check out either now or after the podcast is over. Unless I can't find the full movie, which I think I can find them all, and then I'll put the trailer in there. This is, again, one of the reasons you need to download the Anchor app right now and start listening to the Nick Diaz of Knox podcast via the Anchor app. Because you get to see and click on the links that I am talking about. It makes it for a very interactive podcast experience compared to just listening to the podcast. Clicking a link, for all those out there, will not stop the podcast from playing, so feel free to click the link and save the video, save the link for later if you want. Don't worry, the podcast will still roll as you click the link. So, with all that said, let's get on with the first documentary of Nick Diaz of Knox, Doc Talk. Documentary number one for today is The Work, 4 days in Folsom Prison. The same Folsom Prison that Johnny Cash, I believe, sang at. And this movie is definitely top 10, if not top 5, most moving documentaries I've ever watched. It brought me to tears. It left me feeling so many different emotions that, of course, I had to share it with you all. And just reading from the website here. Set inside a single room at Folsom Prison, quote, The Work, unquote, follows three men from the outside as they participate in a 4-day group therapy retreat with level 4 convicts. Over the 4 days, each man in the room takes his turn at delving deep into his past, the raw and revealing process that the incarcerated men undertake exceeds the expectations of the free men, ripping them out of their comfort zones and forcing them to see themselves and the prisoners in unexpected ways. The Work offers a powerful and rare look past the cinder block walls, steel doors, and dehumanizing tropes in our culture to reveal a movement of change and redemption that transcends what we think of as rehabilitation. For me, what I saw in this documentary was human beings coming together and the elimination of ego, the process of elimination of their own ego and their own expectations to truly try to connect with other human beings in order to not only heal themselves, but each other. And I've heard it before that if you want truth, look to the prison systems of whichever country you're in. And I think there's a lot of truth in prisons. Some of the people involved in this four-day therapy session, group therapy session, by the way, this isn't a one-time thing. This is, I think, the fourth or fifth year that they're doing it, and it was just the first year that they filmed it. And so some of the people have experienced the therapy before, and others, this is their very first time. And it's not just three people from the outside. There's actually a huge group of people from the outside, but this documentary just follows three of the people from the outside. But there's about 40 people that come in to get involved with the group therapy, as well as facilitators or counselors, however you want to call it. So if you've ever if you've ever gone through any type of therapy, this is going to be extraordinarily powerful for you. It is earth-shattering in ways. And there are guys, there are hardened criminals who have definitely murdered people, who talk about murdering people or wanting to murder people, sitting beside guys that, you know, have day jobs and like just like come here and then they get to leave at the end of the day. But they're all coming together to heal one another, and it is one of the most magical things I think I've ever seen. Again, top 10 magical documentaries I've ever watched, and I don't throw magical around too lightly. Woo! So, if you're looking for a powerful documentary, look no further than Documentary 1 on Nick Diaz of Knox, Docs Talk, The Work. And you can find that in the link of this segment right now. Be warned though, it does go to a streaming site, so if you do click the link, be prepared to, at the very least, close a bunch of pop-up windows. But this is how I have watched the movie before, so feel free. On to the next doc. Documentary 2 is actually a very hard documentary to watch. It is about eating disorders and focuses on one female-only inpatient facility. I think about four or five different women it focuses on, where they treat extreme cases of anorexia and bulimia. It is called Thin, and it is by HBO. So you know it's of a certain quality, I feel at least. HBO puts out good stuff. Again, this is a very hard documentary to watch, as these are fellow human beings that think they are fat when in reality they are severely underweight and malnourished and not feeding themselves. And I don't necessarily even want to tell you some of the stories, because I think if I did, some of you might not watch this, but I think it's a very powerful documentary that, again, I watched it, so I'm not saying that it means that everybody can and should watch it, but I think people out there that are interested in documentaries, this is a powerful one to watch. And if you think you're not going to get, if you think you're so cold and you're like, oh, I'm not going to feel anything, like, I guarantee you, The Work and this one, I watched them back to back. Whoo! One of the power points of this documentary, Thin, is where they get this woman to draw an outline of herself, of what she believes her body shape to be on a wall. And then she stands against it and has the counselor trace her actual body. And then the counselor has her stand back, and the patient looks at the wall and sees the difference between the perception and the reality. And it really sinks in for her. And the woman said that she thought that the counselor was making a mistake or playing a trick on her at first. That is how deep some of these beliefs and ideas go. It actually kind of reminds me of the way doctors can treat something known as phantom limb syndrome, where amputees or people who have lost, you know, a hand or a foot might feel like their missing hand is still clamping a fist. They put a mirror to solve this. They put a mirror actually beside where the arm would be, so you can see your other arm being reflected where your phantom arm would be. And using your actual arm, you clench a fist, and you see that your phantom limb is clenching this fist that you feel it. And then using the reflection, you release your hand. And apparently that releases the phantom grip. And that seems very similar to this. Because that these are just ideas that we have in our heads. That is what most of the issues that we have in our lives are. Just ideas or ways of thinking that are not necessarily beneficial in our day-to-day lives, but deep in our brain, we or it believes that it is, that is necessary to take a course of action because of these ideas or beliefs, like a clenched fist or body dysmorphia issues, you know, for whatever reason. Maybe the clenched fist is like, I can't believe, I don't want to admit that my hand is gone. Who knows? Who knows if they'll even, like, it might be a subconscious belief or idea that the person will never understand themselves, but all they need to do is see that release, see that difference in their body for it to really connect in their brains and the idea to be dissolved. Just like a knot, when you're massaging out a knot, sometimes you just need to put a little pressure on it and the knot will dissolve. I'm getting a little into massage therapy, by the way, just to let everybody know. On with the next documentary. I'll just do one more. I was going to do way more, but these are turning out to be way more intense than I thought they would be. So one more. It's a bit of a fun one, but a little bit of an intense one as well. And then we'll get on with the rest of the show. The third and final documentary that I'm going to talk about today is what I and many people probably consider the greatest racing documentary of all time. But to me, it is way more than a racing documentary. It is about a young man becoming a legend. Forget about racing. Think about becoming a legend in anything in this life. And that is what this is the documentary of. And it just happens to be Formula One racing. But it's the story of a kid who came up through go-kart racing and ended up being one of the greatest racers to ever step foot in a vehicle. If you think you know you have what it takes, or you think you would want to, or could one day race a car, Senna makes you reconsider everything you know about racing and potentially driving as well. In the first race of the movie, it is in Monaco, and Artem Senna, the character slash person, is racing against the legend driver Niki Lauda, who was made famous from the Hollywood movie Rush, and there's also a documentary about it too, about him and his competitor James Hunt. And actually, that's the other incredible thing. James Hunt is being a commentator on this race. So you have a legend racing a legend being commentated by a legend of racing. Very, very, very special race. And I think he comes in second, or he does very well in that race. In the second race of the movie, and I've just pulled up a little description here, it is a 26-person race, 26-car race, and this is Arden's second race driving for the Lotus team, and only his 17th Grand Prix in the F1. And he put on a masterclass performance in wet weather driving. It rained, as I said, and apparently Senna was better in the rain than when it was dry. All his other competitors are barely keeping on the road, and Senna apparently lapped every single one of his opponents in that race, except for one. That is how spectacular of a racer Senna was. Senna was in another race. Senna was seconds ahead of the competition. And in racing, you're only usually milliseconds ahead because these cars are ridiculous. So seconds ahead, that's practically miles. And he was radioed a message to slow down. And over top of this in the documentary, Senna was saying that he didn't even feel like he was racing at that point. He was in this tunnel. And he was just moving and like living in this race. And then I truly feel that the radio message to him to slow down, that he was too far ahead, was what broke him. And he ended up crashing and getting disqualified from that race, not finishing from that race, because he was told to stop. And I think that's why I connect with Senna, why I connect with guys like Nick Diaz. For Senna, racing wasn't about beating his opponents. It was about beating himself and testing himself. in finding that peace and that freedom in his action, in achievement. Quote, "I got closer to God," Senna said about that race, even though he didn't finish. Senna knows one way to race. All out. Just like Nick Diaz knows one way to fight. Just like I know one way to podcast. Go for broke every time. Push the envelope or try to the point of breaking every single podcast. Senna crashed that race and was eliminated in the race that he was so dominantly winning. And then in another race, he failed to start correctly. He started in the 16th position, and then it began to rain. And the gods looked down on him, and he took the checkered flag. He advanced 16 positions to take the lead, to win the 1988 World Championship of Racing. That's how he did it. You need to watch this documentary. It is amazing. It will make you reconsider not just racing, but practically your entire life. Click the link in the title of this or any of the segments to go see the full video. So there you have it, the first ever Nick Diaz of Knots Doc Talk. The last thing I actually want to say about that last documentary, Senna, is almost every great legend out there who has become a legend has had a competitor, potentially a huge rival in whatever it is. The Beatles had the Rolling Stones. Robert Plant had Jimmy Page. In the racing world, from that movie Rush, James Hunt had Niki Lauda. And of course, Senna is no different with Prost. I can't remember his name. Alan Prost, that's his name. What an amazing documentary. A documentary, it should make somebody who's not even interested in the topic interested in the topic, and I feel like all three of those documentaries can do that and do that. So, if you are interested in watching some documentaries, go back and click any one of the links. I did find the full links to the videos, so go back and watch some documentaries. I am about a quarter into that Senna documentary. That's how pumped I am on it right now. Truthfully, it's the second time I'm watching it, but I'm just reminded of his amazement. Senna is amazing. All right, enough of Senna talk, enough Doc talk. Let's get to some more music. We started with some EDM. Let's get to some rock music. I know this is a song that I play often, but my goodness, it is probably one of my favorite songs by this band. This is Joyride by Chevelle on the Nick Diaz of Knots podcast. Stay tuned. Don't be scared, homies.
Aaron Senna, Nick Diaz, appreciate you, man. Yeah, I had a Senna tribute day. I'm going to tell you about a little bit about Senna. If you watched Senna, and I wasn't around while he raced, but I watched some old videos. 1994 Donington Park, lap one in the mixed rain conditions. You typed it in on YouTube, like, that is the man right there when it came to the mixed conditions. I mean, is he the greatest driver in the wet? Some say Mike Schumacher. Some say my boy Jenson Button was great in mixed conditions in the modern era. Hamilton. But if you want to talk about the legend, it was Senna. I mean, unfortunately, his downfall was at Imola in 94, but when he passed away. But that documentary, I watched it twice, I believe. Actually, three times. And it blows my mind every time. So Senna, great documentary.
Big shout out to Kevin Touch of the Anchor Nation sending me that call in. I knew he would have something to say. I just didn't know if he would actually call in to say it. But of course, it's the official, I think I can say it, the official ambassador of Anchor, Kevin Touch. So of course he's going to call in. So thanks so much for your thoughts on that, buddy. I was thinking as I'm watching this documentary, which I do still have to finish, and I will finish it. I got to watch one of his full races. And so I don't know, maybe I'll take a suggestion from you of one of his races. I kind of want to see that one where he won that his first Grand Prix. But I know there's probably a lot of other amazing races out there. So I might leave it up to you to let me know. Or if any listeners out there know of any good Senna races that I should probably watch in their entirety, let me know on here, let me know on Instagram, Twitter. You know how it all works. If you aren't on Instagram, though, you might not know that I am doing these things called Diddy compilations, what I am calling Anchor Fam Diddy compilations. There's this app called Diddy, which basically makes you a cool video, a lyric video, and also sings whatever you tell it to sing in many different formats. So what I'm going to do now is actually play my latest creation that I posted on Instagram last night, just for all you people who aren't on Instagram, for whatever fucking reason. You need to get on it. I'm just saying. My mental download, I'm looking at you, buddy. So here's my latest creation with the Diddy compilation that you can find at Nick Diaz of Not, all one word on Instagram, or just click the link in the title to go check it out. What's going on, Trina? I know we haven't really talked or engaged too much, but I know you are a regular listener of the podcast, so I just wanted to give you a heads up that I've included you in my latest creation of the Anchor Fam Diddy compilations that I've been posting on Instagram. So that's coming up in just a second. I'm just going to shout out the other three people that I've included in this compilation that can be found at Nick Diaz of Knots, all one word on Instagram. Go check it out or stay tuned to check out the audio only version. Don't be scared, homie. Lou, buddy, I know you already know this, but coming up on my station right now, I'm going to do the audio only version of my latest Instagram post, of which you are included. So stay tuned, buddy, brother, Anchor fam. Polly, I had to scroll through about 900 listeners of my intro to find you to be able to do this shout out. But dude, I think I included you on Instagram, your tag on Instagram. I might have included somebody else who has Polly's cookies on there, but I've included you on my recent Insta post in which I'm doing Anchor Fam compilation. So coming up on my station right now, actually, I'm going to do one more shout out and then I'm going to get to it. But coming up in just about 30 seconds for you will be my latest audio only version of my Insta post, which starts off strong with a Polly's Cookie Jar song. Stay tuned. Sentient future, sentient. Actually, that's the old one. Yo, I know you already know you're included on the Insta and the Twitter and all that stuff, but coming up now on my station, I'm going to do the audio only version of the latest Instagram post of the Anchor Fam Diddy compilation, which you are the tail end of. So stay tuned, buddy. And of course, thanks so much for listening and tuning in to the Nick Diaz of Knots podcast. Hope you all enjoyed that Anchor Fam Diddy compilation. I just realized that I am late for a call with the one and only The Beast Within You. So I gotta go, but thank you so much for tuning in today to the Nick Diaz of Knots podcast. I just realized I gotta make coffee. I gotta do so much stuff. Oh my goodness. But I can't give up on podcasting. So of course, I need to bring you three more songs to keep your Monday motivated. So stay tuned, get motivated, get pumped, and get podcasting. I love Anchor. I love all the Anchor stations out there. The Anchor fam is real. Go to the top 100, and I just scrolled through, and there's so many people on there that I respect. And I just went through probably about 900 of the listeners of the Nick Diaz Knots intro searching for Polly's cookie jar to give them a shout out. And my goodness, there are so many people on there that I really would love to give a hug and just thank so much for their support along the way. So I also need to hear your ideas of how I should shout people out when I hit 1,000. Should I just count everybody? So go 1, 2, 3, 4, and then everybody gets an official Nick Diaz of Knots number? That's kind of cool. Now that I say it out loud, that's kind of a cool idea. Originally, I was thinking of just playing some songs from some artists that have given me permission to use their music and just give everybody about 5 seconds of each of the songs and just see how many songs it takes to get through 1,000. But I'm also, looking through the list, I would love to also potentially ruin my voice and just give people actual shoutouts for 1,000. But I don't know if that's actually feasible, so I feel like giving you all a number, and then you can go home and be like, officially the number one, and hopefully you can share that to your Twitter or Instagram or whatever. That's actually probably what I'm going to do. That was an original idea I had. So I think how I'm going to do it is, in no particular order will I count from 1 to 1,000, giving you all an individual Nick Diaz of Knots intro listener number. Just like a base number. In order to have a base number, to be an official base jumper in the world, you need to have video evidence of a building, antenna, span, so a bridge, and earth, so like a cliff or something like that, in a certain amount of time, I think, too, on video. And so, and then you get a registered base number. And so I think that's what I'm going to do. You're all going to have registered, more or less registered, Nick Diaz of Knots intro listener numbers. If anybody has a better idea, I'm still open for ideas. We're probably going to hit this on Wednesday. So let me know. Hit me up on here at Nick Diaz of Knots, all one word, on Anchor, on Instagram and Twitter. If you haven't downloaded Anchor, download Anchor and join the fun, join the party, as I used to say every day on here, and that has slipped. So maybe I won't do those huge official rules or whatever right off the top every time. Maybe I'll just try to incorporate it into how I'm speaking, as I feel like I used to on the older shows. So that's again it for me. I am late for a phone call with my boy, the Beast Within You. So stay tuned for 3 songs. Otherwise, I will see y'all tomorrow. Woo! Don't be scared, homie.